Welcome to the Money Over 50 podcast, brought to you by Michael Hoge and Ali Hoge from Money Over 50 Financial Advisors. This information is general in nature and does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Therefore, you should consider whether the information is appropriate for you and your personal circumstances. If you require personal advice, please contact Money Over 50 Financial Advisors. Here are your hosts, Michael and Ali Hoge.
Welcome to the Money Over 50 podcast with Michael and Ali. What do we have today, mate?
Talking about inflation today, Ali. So I'm going to ask you a question here. What would you prefer over a 15-year period if you had an investment that made nominal returns? So the rate of return was 20.3% per annum, and you could get that rate of return for 15 years. Would you prefer that, or would you prefer a different 15-year period where your rate of return was 12.5% per year?
Now, I'm not even going to answer that. You know my answer there, mate.
So the correct answer is it all depends. So people often look at just the nominal rate of return, which for most people, that's the rate of return.
Correct.
What you need to subtract from any rate of return is what the inflation rate went up by.
Mm.
So in those two examples, from 1975 to 1990, the average rate of return of the ASX 200, including reinvestment of dividends, was 20.3% per annum. Inflation actually ran really, really high during that period of time, ran at 9.8% per annum on average. So the after-inflation adjusted rate of return, which we refer to as the real rate of return, was actually 10.5% per annum.
Yep.
Now, over the normal inflationary period from 1992 to 2006, the ASX 200 returned 12.5% per annum, and inflation averaged 2.5% per annum. So if we back out inflation there, the real rate of return was 10%.
Yeah.
So those two rates of return are very, very similar if we adjust for inflation. And it's one of the things, I guess, that people don't tend to do is adjust for inflation.
That is very true. Very true.
And if the cost of goods and services is going up by 9.8% per annum, and I make a 9.8% rate of return on my money, seemingly that's a good rate of return. However, I really haven't gained any extra purchasing power from that. If we factor in tax, which is the second, high inflation is one silent killer. Tax is the second silent killer in conjunction with that, because rates of return, there is a taxable element to most rates of return, whether that be interest in the bank, whether that be dividends, whether that be rental return, whether it be capital gains if you sell an asset. So inflation is one of those things that does have a big impact upon your real rate of return. And the real rate of return really is what did my money actually go up by in terms of purchasing power?
Yeah.
If my money's gone up over a period of time, but the cost of everything has gone up in conjunction with my money, then I really haven't made any real significant wealth. If my money has grown in excess of what the cost of goods and services have gone up by, then that's a real rate of return. That's a real appreciation of wealth. So inflation is one of those things that is often overlooked.
Yeah. Now, just to add on to that, so that this is a common thing why when I have discussions with potential clients that speak about the potential interest rate their savings account makes. But what they do fail to understand is those interest rates are usually still lower than what that inflation is. So that purchasing power, even though they might have received a 4% during that period, but at that particular time, the inflation was still sitting around that 5%, 6%. They're essentially still losing that real purchasing power.
So yeah, look, absolutely. And where do most people hold interest rate bearing accounts? In their personal names? Which means that if their marginal rate of tax is 34.5%, what it means is that they effectively lose one third of that 4% rate of interest in tax. So when you strip out the tax side of things then, you would look at that money and say, that's actually losing purchasing power if inflation is running higher than that, and my nominal rate of return is 4%, but inflation's running at 5%. Hey, after I strip out my 34.5% tax rate, my rate of return after tax is now about 2.8%. So, it's one of those things certainly to be aware of.
And it's, I think, particularly now, it's come front of mind again because we have hit a point where, you know, if inflation was running a bit wild. But I guess there's two frames of mind. You can complain about it or you can accept it and try sort of plan ahead. Now, we're all human, so regardless, you probably will complain about it, but try to plan and keep it front of mind as well. So I guess I'll go over a few bit of stats that I got from the RBA. So in the most recent heights in quarter four of 2022, that inflation hit about 7.8%. So for a lot of younger people and younger listeners, that would seem crazy. That should never have happened. We can't believe that's ever happened. But people tend to forget that. That's not the first time that this has happened. It is something that always needs to be considered and we always need to plan ahead for that. And essentially, there was a point in 1990 where that was up near that 9% mark. Mm. And before that, 1975, around just shy of 18%. So this is where I think it's really important that people need to consider this when planning. So I've had an experience I've had a meeting with someone and they had an idea or a plan in place, but what they planned for didn't involve any inflation whatsoever and didn't calculate for the fact that things will continue to get more expensive over time.
Well, it's an interesting one because the year-to-year inflationary figures in a low inflationary environment, it's almost like it's not there. The Reserve Bank of Australia actually sets a target of they want things to increase by 2.5% per year. That's their target. So in one of those years, it's the silent assassin that adds up over time. You seemingly don't see these price increases, so people sort of forget about it during those periods of time. What it means, though, if it's running at a 2.5% rate and you enter retirement in 2024, let's say, and you require $100,000 to meet your living expenses, what that means is that 28 years later, which would be historically probably at the end of your retirement, on average, you now require $200,000. To meet the same expenses. People would argue, hey, my trips to Europe and all that have gone down. That's probably the case. But it does have an effect in there, you know, fairly early on, even at 2.5%. What that means is the fourth year of your retirement, you now require $110,000 a year to purchase the same amount that $100,000 bought you in the first year. Now, if it's running at 5%, it's half... Yeah, it's double the inflation rate. And what that means is that 14 years into your retirement, you now need to draw $200,000 to pay for what $100,000 purchased. During high inflationary periods, I think it's easier to see because we've all been to the supermarket and we've noticed the weekly shopping bill has gone up excessively.
It's one of the most common things that's brought into each meeting these days.
So, look, in some respects, a high inflationary period can actually, if you look at the glass being half full, it can actually allow you to go, hey, this is a real thing here, and we've seen this within a short period of time the cost of certain items has gone up well in excess of 10% over a period of time of 12 months. So, look, it's one of those things to be aware of, without getting into investment strategies and things like that. Like what you need to invest into is you need to always be looking through the lens of leading up to retirement, but especially in retirement where you've stopped actually physically getting up and going to work, and now your money is getting dressed and going to work for you. you need to be looking through the lens of, if I don't generate a rate of return that's going to at least match and outpace inflation, then I'm actually going to be moving backwards.
That's right.
In retirement.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a common thing, and a lot of people fall in that trap of just ignoring inflation, with particularly if they're trying to plan themselves. But it's a very real thing that we need to be aware of, and it's one of the big things that could potentially derail a financial plan if it's not considered as well. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Money Over 50 podcast with Money Over 50 Financial Advisors. For more information and resources, visit the Money Over 50 website, mo50.com.au. We look forward to catching up again soon.